Why would I punish myself if I'm already punishing myself in a sense?
Even if it was something that was very simple for you to do, it's like, you know what? I did do that. Let me take a moment and like soak this in, because we're not gonna have that moment again.
You don't gotta punish yourself for losing your job.
I didn't
Like,
do
that's
it.
just, you know, like you didn't exactly,
Yeah, I
so
didn't quit.
you
I
know.
actually asked for an extension.
Right.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Do you find it more beneficial to persuade yourself through punishment or reward? I'll give a little backstory as to, I don't know what I was doing or what I was watching when I came up with this question, but I just had this thought one day that I be hard on myself and it don't necessarily be helping. Like when I used to play sports, if my coach would yell at me, I wouldn't listen. So, like, I would literally do the opposite. So, why did I think that if I yell at me, suddenly I'm gonna be like, yeah, let's do this? Like, no, it's always had the opposite effect. So, I asked this question because I realized for me, although I was using that as the method to, let's say, motivate me or to get stuff done, like to be like, all right, you ain't do this, so I'm gonna take this away, or like running laps. When we used to be in high school, and they have us running, I'm jogging. You think I'm about to run? I am a sprinter, okay? I'm here for fun. I don't want to do this as a career. That's I'm going
funny.
to do a light walk jog, okay? Because I already decided I'm going to be a regular student in college. I don't need this. I'm not here for a scholarship. And I'm not about to run these laps. So thinking in that regard, for me, I just realized one day, probably like a month ago, that I was just like, this is dumb. Why would I use this method to motivate me to move forward in my career when it's never worked when anybody else did this? What do you guys think?
What do we think about your antics? Or
I mean, you could we can start
crazy.
There.
We're calling them antics is wild. That's wild. So your antics?
We could start there.
To all right, the high school, you tell me to run. Mind you, you're on the track team.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing else to do but run.
Yeah, that's what they say. Mm-hmm. But you can also
But then
walk.
It's like, so like you go to practice knowing that
you're gonna run.
If I don't do nothing else, I'm gonna run.
But like, why are we doing ladders?
So when you do your sprint,
mm-hmm.
you're not tired.
No,
like, you
like,
can get through your sprint.
No, I get the concept. But I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's out of
pocket. I didn't
that's
want
out
to
of pocket.
Do it.
So the question was by hook or crook, do you, I don't know, I give myself grace now.
Okay.
I don't know if that answered the question. What's the question?
Do you find it more beneficial to motivate yourself through punishment or reward?
I guess I would say reward, punishment. Yeah, I don't subscribe to punishing myself. Like, me not doing the thing is punishment enough.
Right.
Or, yeah, me not doing it as well as I want to do is punishment enough. Because now I'm thinking about the fact that I didn't execute how I wanted to execute or I didn't get this thing done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bothering me. So why would I punish myself if I'm already punishing myself in a sense? So I'm learning to give myself grace. So do I reward myself? No, me finishing is a reward to me. Maybe I should start rewarding myself. But the biggest thing for me is giving myself grace.
Okay.
And just following through on what I said I was going to do.
So you don't... So right
I don't
now,
reward myself
you don't,
or punish myself.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't reward or punish. You're like neutral. So what do you do? Mm. Hey, Erica, what do you do?
What's
do
up?
You find it more beneficial, beneficial to persuade or to punish yourself?
In the past,
I said to persuade. Do you find it more beneficial to persuade yourself through punishment or reward?
In the past, I would have said punishment, just because the athlete and being
mm-hmm.
just being an athlete, I mean, certain stuff like the idea of cutting stuff off so that I can get to my goal usually helped in the past to a degree. It wasn't always the best method, but it did help some of the time. But now I'm similar to Breeze, where it's like there's no need for me to beat myself up into if it was more beneficial for me to beat myself up into being a great person, I probably would have been greater, right? And then more people would have probably been great if that was a recipe for success. So I think now I'm not in that space. But I do know it wasn't a punishment. I think some of my motivation forced me to cut certain things off. So like once I was actually motivated to do stuff, I might cut myself off, and I wouldn't consider it punishment. I would just consider it me like being hyper focused. But yeah, so in the past I would have done it, but now it doesn't make sense to me.
I would say as far as taking stuff away, if that's something that you're choosing to do, I feel like that's not necessarily like a punishment. If you're like, okay, I noticed that this is a distraction, so let me remove this thing, I think that's different than being like, all right, because remember when I had set up, I had told y'all like what my goal was, and I was like, all right, if I don't do it, then I gotta run down to the park every single day, or if I do get it done, then I can, what did I say? I said I could like buy myself something. It was some type of food. And I was like, all right, cool.
It's probably like cacao or something like that.
It probably was. It was something that I could make something with. And I realized in doing that, I was way more motivated by the reward than I was by, like, if it was just a thing where, okay, you have to run laps if you don't get this done, I guess the idea of like me doing this to just avoid this thing is not motivation enough for me to want to continue doing whatever. And I was so much more excited to get the thing, whatever thing I want to buy. And I think one of the rewards was like, make a fruit juice. Like, why? I don't know. I can make a fruit juice at any time. But for some reason, I was like, yes, make a fruit juice. And I was just like, all right, this is actually getting me excited to do this stuff. Versus the punishment was making me dread doing it. Because, I don't know, maybe it was thinking of if I don't get it done to how I want it to. Like, focusing on the failure aspect of it than the success of whatever it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, a strong consequence doesn't usually push me any more than a good reward. Like, to be honest, neither one really motivates me. It's like the person that I'm becoming as I do the stuff. So, like, me seeing myself do the thing usually motivates me more than the reward, because this stuff where it's like, oh, at the end of this I'm going to get this blah blah, and it usually doesn't keep me going towards the thing any more than having something like, oh, if I don't get this then blah blah. It's like the reward or the consequence doesn't usually help me stay motivated. Me being motivated helps me stay motivated.
I'd be motivated by being able to sit with whatever I just made. Like, so music, I'll be wanting to finish music just so I can listen to my music. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only reason. Because it's a thing of, I made this. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, wow. I did it. Let's see if we can do it again. Mm-hmm. So I'd be wanting to do it. Yeah, I'd be motivated to finish so I could just sit with it. I don't got to show nobody. I just want to be like, even paintings, I just be like, yeah, that's nice. I like that. I thought of that. Mm-hmm. That was me. Like Coach Carter, he was like, I tied that bow. I did that. That's how you feel. Yeah, I really want to sit with the stuff that I make.
So what motivates you?
Progression, to be honest. Mm. Like actually seeing the stuff get better. Or like, it's either a combination of progression or when I get into a flow state, when I actually get into the zone doing the thing, that motivates me way more. Like, I get way more excited about thinking about me getting into a flow state than a consequence or a reward at the end. Because, like, for me, it's like, oh, snap, I'm in it. And I think I really enjoy being in that state way more because it'd be more fun. And then when I'm done with it, be like, that was cool. That was really fun. Now that I have this thing at the end, I'm like, cool, I got this thing at the end. But, like, I can't wait to get that feeling. And, like, to me, the feeling of being in it
is what
drives me more so than the actual thing. That's just me, though.
That's interesting. So what if it's not a creative thing? What if it's just like washing the dishes? What motivates you guys then?
I like cleanliness. Like, I like having a clean kitchen. It don't always be clean, but it be cleaner than a lot of kitchens. But it'd just be something that I know that needs to be done?
I'm not thinking about a clean kitchen. I'm thinking about there not being dirty stuff. Like, there's not work for me to do. Like, it's more so like, all right, let me do this so I don't have to do this later. Mm. That's where it's not even, it's like the end result, it's a bonus for me. Clean kitchen, beautiful. What annoys me more is seeing 1,000 dirty utensils and knowing that I got to wash 1,000 dirty. I'm like, yo, bro, let me just do this right quick. Wash this. Because, like, the clean is, like, I'm glad it's clean, but I'd much rather it not be dirty than, you know, I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, the thought of it being clean, like, it's like, all right, cool, it's clean. Like, the thought of it being dirty pisses me off. And I'd be like, all right, let's move because I'm pissed off about this.
So you're protecting your peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what if it's something that you just absolutely hate doing, but you know that it's something that needs to be done?
Name it. Give me an example.
Your taxes.
Still peace of mind.
Taxes not that bad.
I couldn't think of anything.
Especially if you pay somebody to do it.
I don't.
All I gotta do is give you. Yeah, you tell me what you need, and
get
here you
all
go.
The paperwork.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm motivated by food, as you can see. I think for things that, I don't know, like something that I absolutely don't want to do. I don't know that I've done anything that I completely didn't want to do in a very long time.
You went to work.
I was about to say, I went to work. That's what I would.
Well, yes and no, though, because I made the decision to start going back to work. Because I wanted, okay, I guess because of the reward of it. The reward was that I'll be able to fund my creative endeavors without the stress of figuring out where the extra money is coming from. So that's something where a reward motivated me more than a punishment would have. Mm. If I would have looked at it as a punishment, like, or even like thinking about it, like, cause we wasn't working. So like thinking about it of a thing where, all right, well, if you don't get this job, then like, I mean, I could be like, you're a failure, or if you don't get a job, then you can't eat anything that you love ever again in life, or something like that. Like, I don't know. But some type of punishment, like if I took it as, I guess that's kind of how I was looking at it for a while, was like, okay, you're not working, so you can't do any of the things that you enjoy. You have to sit here and work on the creative stuff 24/7, and if you do not do that, you are a failure because you already aren't working. You know, that wasn't motivation enough. That didn't like help me persuade me to get a job, because I was so consumed by beating myself up that took all my energy. You know, then I don't have no energy left to look for a job. So I think when it comes to that, it came down to, okay, I want to do this thing because I like the reward that's attached to it for this season of my life, versus when I was beating myself up. It didn't persuade me. It kind of made me stand still and be stagnant, because now I'm in this spiral of thinking about how terrible life is, or like, I don't know, just beating myself up. And that's not fun for anybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, this brings me back to giving myself grace, because I don't think it's helpful or useful to punish yourself, because, like, you're punishing yourself to the point where now, like you said, you're standing still. So I'm not doing what I feel like I should be doing. I'm not even doing what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm just here.
Just here.
I ain't even see no sunlight. Like, in 6 months, I ain't see no sunlight.
Got the blinds closed. Lights is off.
Yeah. It's almost like, I think I said this on another pod. My bad. I don't know if you were still going.
You go ahead.
But it's almost like you're punishing yourself twice. Like, the initial thing that happened wasn't bad enough. You're like, you know what? It happened, and it shouldn't have even happened. So I'm going to punish myself for the fact that it happened. It's like, bro, just... You lost your job. You don't got to punish yourself for losing your job.
I didn't do
like,
it.
Like, that's just, you know, like, you didn't, exactly. So.
Yeah, I didn't quit.
You know?
I actually asked for an extension.
Right.
So it's just like, it just, for me, when I realized that I was punishing myself twice, when it's like, that wasn't necessary. What is the point of that? Like,
and I was just going to say, on the opposite end of that, I don't reward myself. Like, I never rewarded myself. So it's like, if I do what I say I'm going to do, it's like, you were supposed to do that because you said you was going to do it. Or you were supposed to do that because that's what you want to do. It's not a thing of, oh, wow, I did it. Let me go treat myself. It's like, I did it. Congrats. Mm. What we doing next?
So with the idea of like, okay, congrats, let's move on to the next thing. I think that a lot of us do that very often, and we don't allow ourselves to bask in the moment of whatever is now. So like the congratulations, this is why I like just celebrating stuff and making flyers and stuff like that, because like this is something that should be celebrated, even if it was something that was very simple for you to do. It's like, you know what, I did do that. Let me take a moment and like soak this in, because we're not gonna have that moment again. And I think that in being in a cycle of like punishing yourself, or even not even acknowledging that this deserves a reward, or it can get a reward, because like essentially we're rewarding ourselves at that point. So it's like, if I never reward myself or I never treat myself, then it's also like, I guess in celebrating the moment, it's kind of like an outward expression of valuing what just happened. And a lot of times we're so focused on moving on to the next thing that we don't do that. And I even just going back to, I just said before the podcast started, I'm excited to finish up this music that I started so that I can move on to the next thing. And now I'm realizing like, oh, okay, finish the music, but like take a moment to celebrate the fact that you did finish this music. Like you completed this era of music for you, whatever this was, whatever project or whatever it is. And rewarding yourself kind of makes it a little bit more fun. I think it's some beauty in it, because we're not often taught that, because we always had this idea of what we are supposed to be doing or what we should be doing. And a lot of the things that we say, oh, I should be doing this, or I was supposed to do this, because most people don't even do that stuff. So like, just like allowing ourselves to be like, yeah, you did that. Like, yeah, you said it and you actually followed through. You know how many people, so many people, I think over the past month or so, I've been able to observe the fact that there are so many people who say that they're going to do something and don't do it. Just don't do it. So then when you say you're going to do something, they don't believe that you're going to do it. And then when you do it, it'd be like, yeah, I did it. Like, I did that. Just like you said, I tied that buff. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just a good feeling, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't always rewarded myself. I think just, even if it's just a matter of like, once you're done, like, I'm glad I finished that. Like, just, it doesn't have to be some huge hoorah. I know in the past, what I used to do was, I would reward myself with something that was completely counterproductive to the thing that I was doing.
Yes. Oh, yes. I just finished my EP. Let me go get a job. Hold on.
I was thinking more like, I just finished this EP. Let me go eat some ice cream and just load up on the mucus and the phlegm.
Or I was going to say, like, if you go, I just did an amazing workout. Let me go get a slice of pizza. Ooh. And it's like, this is counterproductive to the thing that you just worked on. So I think rewarding yourself, but let's, like, I had to learn to not reward myself with something that's gonna destroy the work that I was just doing. Yeah. Which is like, it was an obvious thing, but you know, in the moment you want whatever you want. So
and rewards don't gotta be anything extravagant. I feel like this is expounding on what you were just saying. Mm-hmm. So like for me, I would think a reward would be, I have to go buy something, or I got to get myself something. So then that could be why I didn't used to reward myself. Because if you have a lack mindset and you do something and you feel like the only way to reward yourself is to buy something, but go back to the lack mindset. If you have a lack mindset, now it's like, I don't have enough to get what I want. Mm-hmm. So of course I got to do something else. So let me just do the next thing. Mm-hmm.
So that, and eventually just keep going.
Eventually I had the money to get my 1976
Chevy.
My Chevy Malibu.
Yeah, I think a reward literally could be anything. I think it's just whatever makes you excited. like something that you can look forward to. A reward sometimes is people watching a movie. Sometimes a reward is taking a nap.
Yeah, I attempted that watch a movie thing as a reward. The movie was trash. So I was like, all right, yeah, let me just get back to work.
What's going on in the movie industry? Hit me up. I got some music for you. But yeah, it don't have to be nothing crazy. Like right now, I'm on a search to find a novel that I want to read. So it's like my reward for all of the work that I've done this year is I can read something that doesn't have anything to do with anything. It doesn't have anything to do with growth or healing or any of that stuff. It's just an entertaining book that I can be engrossed in. And it's just, it don't gotta be nothing crazy. I don't have to go on a huge vacation. I mean, coming soon, but I don't have to do that as the reward. But I think that's the thing. It just has to be something that excites you, big or small.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I definitely need to reward myself more. And I know I wasn't rewarding myself for certain stuff, mainly because in a similar way, like I wanted to get to the next thing. But when I would operate with the consequences in mind first, if I didn't do the thing, it would be like, all right, I didn't do it. Okay, next time. And if I didn't do it again, now it's like I feel like I got a long list of consequences. So I was like, I was only supposed to run across the street. Now I got to run across Atlanta. And I'm like, because it's like I messed up five. Yeah, I'm like I messed up five to seven times. And I'm like, God, like it just started. So it just felt like it was like piling up. And I think now, like I'm not consequences driven. I am like, when it comes to doing things that I don't want, I know it's like, all right, what will annoy me the least or the most? Like understanding what is gonna annoy me what's gonna annoy me to the highest degree out of the things that I have to do. So like if the annoying thing is like if I don't feel like washing my clothes right now, it's like I really don't feel like washing my clothes. But you know what's more annoying?
The dirty jacket.
Like, not being able to find socks when you need some socks. You know how annoying it is trying to find a sock when you need it. So it's like that'd be like, all right, nah, let me get up, because like that would push me to do it more than just the act of me doing the first thing. So it's like I still get a reward at the end, but it stemmed from me realizing like this is annoying, but this is gonna be even more annoying if I don't tackle this.
So like the reward that you're talking about, I feel like is just like a naturally embedded reward in completing that task versus a reward that you, I guess, assigned to it.
Yeah, because the reward that I assigned to it after never feels like it lives up to whatever the thing that I was doing was. Like, if my reward is to watch a show, like, when I get to watch the show, it doesn't ever feel like it was worth it because there's so much hype in it. When I come down and sit to watch the show, and now I'm watching the show, and I'm like, this was what I was excited for. Like, this is good, but, you know, I think maybe I need to let go of the hype and the expectation from it, but when I have the reward, I'm expecting it, the reward to equal. Exceed. Yeah, or exceed, yeah.
What I just did.
Yeah, and it's like, nah, this was the real reward. This was the little carrot on the string.
I don't think it's supposed to, like, I guess, exceed the excitement of what you were doing necessarily. I think it's also a thing because a lot of times what we're referring to is the stuff that we love to do. So the reward of it is already embedded in it as being like, well, I genuinely enjoy the experience of doing this. But I think like the reward can be a way of acknowledging it. Like even if, let's say I told y'all I like certificates. Like if I finished the EP and then I made myself a certificate, it's still like not as, I guess, big, or like the feeling of it isn't going to exceed the feeling of completing the EP, but I'm just rewarding myself, acknowledging the fact that I did this thing. Like,
yeah, but I mean, I feel like culture and society has made it feel like the reward is gonna exceed it. Like, if we're using the EP example, are you like, I finished my EP, that's perfect, right? We're thinking that the reward would be like, oh, maybe a Grammy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people look at the Grammys like, all right, if I get a Grammy, it's going to feel blah, blah. I don't know. I haven't won a Grammy yet. TBD. But how everybody talks about it, it's like, all right, I'm going to get the Grammy, and it's going to be extra it's going to feel even more amazing, like that kind of thing.
I was just going to say, but like, even when you get the Grammy, it's just like getting a certificate. Like, I still don't think it's going to be as like exciting as the feeling that you got from making the EP or completing it. In my opinion, I don't necessarily know. I ain't get a Grammy yet, you know, TBD, but, but it's just like, you know, all right, here's your award for it. And it's like, yes, I did this thing. I'm excited. And then it's still, you still move on to the next moment. I think it's still like a reward, but I still don't think that even is going to feel like it exceeds the feeling that you had.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to that point, I feel like because, like, let's stick on the Grammy thing, it's the external
validation attached to it, yeah.
So it's like, I put all of me into this thing. So for me to just see it, see my vision that I had in my head appear in real life, I don't think anything really can match that feeling until you do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't think the rewards that we give ourselves can ever match the process, the journey, or whatever we just did. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
So do you feel like the reward that other people give us will match it? No? Nah. You just mean in general, like the reward that comes after it.
Yeah, whatever. Like the reward that we think is going to be let me rewind.
Take us back in time.
So we do a thing and then it's like, okay, let me reward myself by doing this other thing. I don't think it adds up to, or this is a better word, I don't think it we should compare it or try to compare it to whatever it is that we just did. We need to keep this, and keep that. Mm-hmm. So the reward is just, this is just something I wanted to do, that mm-hmm. type of thing.
Yeah.
Or I just wanted to try this. Now that I got that out the way, I have some free time or some whatever to do this. So I kept the main thing, completed the main thing. That's a reward in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And now let me just see what this talking about.
That's just like your creative bingo board.
Oh, word.
It's like you complete something and then you're like, oh, okay, let's see what's on the bingo board and I can reward myself for each thing.
Still ain't get bingo. I'm almost there though.
But it's still like a way of creating a reward. But I think that's the beauty of like the actual journey of doing the things that you enjoy in life is the journey. Like that's a part of it. That's the secret sauce that we don't always know. But then looking back, we be like, dang, you know what? That was a good time. Like there's gonna be a time where we look back on 2024 and be like, I mean, I'm already doing it a little bit. When you look back and be like, you know what? Like that actually was a really good time in my life. Like that was actually really fun. And I think that I don't know, maybe the reward is just like the period at the end of the sentence.
I was gonna say it feels like the little if we're talking about a mountain, like you trying to get through the creation or whatever the thing that you're doing, you're like you're struggling, you're climbing, like, ah dang, I don't know if I'm gonna get there. You finally get you're in there, you're doing the thing, you're like, yo, we working, and then like I feel like the reward is like you just coming down from the high of like, I just finally completed the thing. Like, it took me forever to learn this language. Mm-hmm. I finally did it. I don't even care that I'm not speaking to nobody else. I got, like, you know. I know for me, when it comes to, like, creating stuff, when I actually get in the zone, when I come, y'all see, when I'm done making something or making some music, the rest of the day, it don't matter what's happening. Like, I'm already here. Anything else, like, oh, word, dinner gotta be made? Let's go ahead. What you want? Tacos? Like what you need? Filet mignon? Not filet mignon. We don't eat meat over here. But you know what I'm saying? Like
filet mignon.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it just feels like it's like the reward is just like on the as you're coming down. It's like, hey man, it's just like a victory lap at this point.
Yeah, I was gonna say to the mountain
example
analogy.
Analogy. I feel like the reward would be like, okay, now you see a rock and you just sit down on the rock and you just look at like the view. Like, I did all this to get here. And now it's like, oh, wow, nice here.
But that goes back to actually just valuing the moment.
Word.
So, like, even if the reward is something as simple as that, it's like you took a moment to be like, you know what? I did do this. Instead of being like, you at the top of the mountain, like, all right, cool, we did it. Let's go back down.
We got to get to the next mountain.
Right, yeah. It's another mountain 2 miles away. We got to hurry up and get there before the sun goes down. What?
Before nightfall.
Right.
Do you know what it took to get up this mountain the first time?
Right. Let's do it again.
Like crazy.
So, I think that's what it is. The reward is value in the moment, whatever way you see fit to do so.
It's also funny because it's... On one hand, it's about celebrating the moment, but it's also on another hand, it's about you have to step out of the moment to be able to appreciate the moment. Because like once you're like oh dang, look at what I've done, like you're not technically speaking, you're not in the moment. You're looking at the past. So mm-hmm. It's like it's just an interesting thing because I know some people probably get caught up in the look at what I've done, look at blah blah, and then now you're missing the present moment where it's like all right, there is another mission for you to undertake. But I think it's similar to your point, just being able to appreciate when you get to the top of the mountain, like, hey, yo, don't skip the fact that you hit the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't linger.
Right.
But don't skip the fact that you're here. Like, you made it here. So, like,
right. Enjoy
the fact that you made it here.
Yeah. And then when you go back down the mountain, it's like a breath of fresh air.
It's easy now.
It's like, oh, wow, yeah, I did it once. I can go ahead and do it again. I think one thing, it was something that you said before, and I just can't even remember what
Me?
It was. Yeah.
Aww.
It was, oh man. It was something, I don't even remember what it was referring to, and I had something really good to say.
He said it's breaking.
He ain't say that.
Oh, word.
But, okay. Do you feel like when you were growing up, you were taught the value of being rewarded with things? This isn't what I was going to say, but now we're here.
Was I taught the value of being rewarded with things?
Yeah. Like, do you feel like it was, like, an important part of your achievement process?
No. I'll go back to this is what I was supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So, I expect this. I expect you to be great.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be great. You my son.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a reward to be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
I've gotten that before.
You need a reward.
It's like, you know, you don't get a reward for doing what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But that's how they was reacting. You're supposed to wake up in the morning and do what you're supposed to do. Like, all right. But thank you that I'm glad. I'm still happy that I woke up. Right? I can't be happy that I woke up. You know what I'm saying? Like... It's a challenge, you know what I'm saying? But I'll say on the flip, I wasn't like directly taught, at least I wasn't taught directly about the value of rewarding myself. Like internally, it was always external rewards, like or external validation. So like, you do something and people cheer.
Mm.
Say, yeah, look at you. Like that's when you're a kid, it's like you do something, everybody claps. So I think I forget somebody said this, but like, you get so used to when you're a kid, everybody clapping for when you do something, so that when people stop doing it, you're like, "What? I'm not doing something right. Am I not doing anything?" Like, so you're looking for that, like, "Hey, you! Oh my gosh, we love it!" It's like that. I think subconsciously trains you to like value the reward, but like you just learning to walk. You were happy to learn how to walk. It wasn't even.
I would even say you value the reward or the external validation more than you value what it is that you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to get lost in what they want me to do because this is how I get celebrated. This is how I feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to when I do what I want to do, now it's like crickets. It's just me.
And I think the reason why it's like that though is because like on I don't know if it's a subconscious level, but I think to one degree, because you can't see yourself, you're relying on what people are telling you to validate what you're doing, as opposed to just relying on like how you feel. So like some of the time when you're doing the stuff, it's like I can't see myself getting in the moment or really getting like locking in sometimes. Like, but if somebody else can see it and somebody describes it to me, it feels like, oh snap, all right, they can confirm it. I just have to go off what I feel. But if I'm not securing what I'm feeling, it's like, all right, I don't really know how I feel about this. Let me see if somebody can tell me this was a good job. And if somebody didn't tell me it was a good job, then clearly what I felt wasn't right. And it's like, it's that kind of thing. Like, the external validation feels like it weighs more just because you can't see what you can't step out your body and be like, oh, look at this guy working. This guy's doing an amazing job. It's like, mm-hmm. Nah, you look up and you're like, dang, I did something.
And also, if you're doing something, and then you step out of whatever you're doing. Now you messed up, like you was talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm engrossed in this thing. I'm in flow. When you step mm-hmm. out of it, now it's like, I just messed up my moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love that feeling. I don't feel like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So now immediately I'm critiquing what I just did mm-hmm. instead of just like enjoying it. Like, wow, I did this to completion.
I made that cake. That's my Honduras cheese.
My bad.
My bad.
Nobody want to eat with cake.
We'll link that episode. Yeah,
that lives in my mind. I can't even lie.
We'll link that episode as well.
Honduras cheesecake. Wow. And my it was bad. A Salvadorian cheesecake.
It was. It was. I was actually talking to somebody from Honduras, and he asked, like, have I ever made Honduran food? And I was like, I think I made a Honduran cheesecake. But I was like, it might have been Salvadorian.
So y'all don't make cheesecake over there, right?
Yeah,
I just wanted to double check.
Right.
That. You know, I got to call my Salvadorian friend.
He ain't really speak English, so I don't know if they make cheesecake. But going back to the topic, I feel like opposite of you. It's so interesting because you said you feel like you weren't. It was just like you supposed to be great. I feel like I got that, but I also got rewarded for things. Like, when I used to get, and it's weird, because I'm pretty sure I was the only one. When I used to get, when I used to get good grades, like, Cousin Gil would take me, I would go to, like, Dunkin' Donuts with him.
Well, I ain't never spent no time with Cousin Gil.
Yeah, I'm like.
All I remember was the motorcycle.
Yeah, I probably should have asked, could I ride on the motorcycle? Anyways. But, like, we would go get Dunkin' Donuts or something, and I don't know why it was just me. I was spoiled, y'all.
Yeah, we used to skip school all the time and take
It was not
trips.
All the time. It was once, maybe twice. I did skip school a couple times, but that's not the point. I went to school later than you at one point.
Mm-hmm, in Jersey.
Yeah, so anyways.
But you wasn't there, so of course you went to school later.
No, like, my school started after
you.
You
wasn't there. You wasn't there. Of course.
When I was in, like, pre-K, my school day started after your school day.
You got home before me?
I don't know. I was just home a lot. Anyways, that's not the point of this.
Rewards. We got rewarded. Should not go to school. I was failing. That's why I was in school so much. I was failing in Jersey.
I wasn't failing. That's why I was at Dunkin' Donuts. I was getting A's and B's.
So I was fighting for my life. You eating donuts?
I was getting
munchkins.
Donuts. French crullers. Like, I was living the life.
Culottes.
Yeah, bring me back a strawberry culottes.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
So, like, I got rewarded for those things, but it wasn't all the time. So I think I got partially the you supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a part of it. And then on the other hand, I did actually get rewards for the stuff that I was doing. So I learned a little bit the value of reward. And this is actually probably why food motivates me.
Because Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, this is honestly, like, that's probably
Dunkin' Donuts in the Virginia McDonald's.
IHOP? It was one. Oh,
not
yeah,
IHOP. Not IHOP.
Perkins pancakes. I was always at Perkins. That was my spot.
Go to Perkins.
Perkins
for breakfast.
It was only
Dunkin'
on my
Donuts
birthday.
For, lunch.
Oh, it wasn't on my birthday because I'm always off on my birthday.
Yeah, you always.
It was around the birthday time though.
Oh, you had parties too.
You had parties
Sorry,
no, too.
I was just playing. Mm-hmm. I had a little gathering.
He said, "I grew up in the struggle. You don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that. You was eating munchkins." What I was doing? I was out here failing on all
purpose.
Why? this is my story could be
so
solid.
So I could relate.
You know what I'm saying? Like that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro, get about it. You wanna eat munchkins, eat drink Kool-Ladas? Like, what are we, children?
I was a child.
Oh man.
I was like 5.
That's crazy.
I don't subscribe to no struggle.
Yeah, no, that's not it. That's not it at all. I was gonna ask since you were
skipping school.
Yeah, skipping school, yeah, all that stuff.
Why do you keep saying that? Yeah. I was at school a lot.
Yeah,
a lot less than everybody else.
I was younger than you.
Going back to what I was gonna ask. Have you ever found yourself expecting a reward and not getting one?
Absolutely.
That's funny.
That's how I learned you're supposed to do this because that Dunkin' Donuts stopped. It didn't keep going. It stopped. Especially when we moved. I wasn't getting rewarded for the things after we moved.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I did get rewarded for some school stuff when it was, shout out to, it was a program, it was called Heroes and Ladies. When you got a certain grade point for the, was it quarter?
Semester. Oh, the marking period.
They would give you $20 if you. So,
I didn't get that.
So I would be I'll be ragging up the like, oops, easy money. Run me my money. Give me my honey for the year.
I feel like I used to get money for good grades.
Mhm. Yeah.
That's the only time in life you get money for good grades.
Yeah. They need to bring that back into adulthood.
Oh, I got it from like my parents, not from a
program. No, I mean they need to bring adults. Like there needs to be like the banks need to have some sort of program system when you're doing. Oh, I guess that's
education.
How,
you get your degree. Congrats.
Yeah, but the only difference is you pay for the degree,
right.
and then it's like yeah, hopefully you get some. You can pay us back.
Right. Don't let you still have a library book.
That's funny.
Don't let you not return them books on time. Yeah, you will not get your degree. That's what happened to J. Cole.
I thought you were talking about the public library.
Oh, I wonder what they do.
They like the grocers. They like, hey, you owe me some money. Give me my book.
This book costs 50 cents, but you ain't getting your degree, though.
It's like, wow.
Like, I already paid tuition. Like, what do you mean? I paid for this paper. We paying $200,000 for a piece of paper. All right, I don't need your white man paperwork.
Why do you need white people paperwork?
Why do you need white man paperwork? Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I'll never forget that thing. I'm glad you brought that back up. I forgot.
Who said that?
Umar. I'll never forget that. I'm about to put that right at the
paperwork.
Yeah, that's crazy. I do not agree with everything that man says, but that man is funny.
He is hilarious.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I think that what was the question?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever expected?
Have you ever been to school?
Yeah. Have you ever been to school? Don't lie. You know you were skipping.
I was in school a lot. I had senior skip days though.
We can check your attendance record.
I was there. I just used to. I went to a different, when you were in kindergarten, and I was in pre-K, I was at a different school, and it started later, to my remembrance, or not, but I went to school later.
You remember stuff like that?
You went to school at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah. I remember that because I have...
Well, I'm already in school.
Yeah, I have very vivid memories.
Up the street.
We were so close, like, you could walk through the school. So, I have very vivid memories of...
Skipping school?
Why do y'all keep doing this?
My bad, go ahead.
I wasn't skipping.
My bad.
My mom was with me.
Oh, yeah. I was with my mommy.
Parental
advisory. So, I have very vivid memories of certain things. When I was a child. Like, so yeah, I remember being home with mom while they would be at school. Like, I would be in the house. Me and mom would be having tea parties.
That's funny.
Talk about a reward right there. Bree's out here suffering in school. I can't remember. What's the formula? And me, she's sitting here.
Yeah.
Tea and crumpets. Like, what?
Exactly.
Man, fighting for his life over there trying to do his timetables.
It was a grand time. But yeah, I feel like I have expected a reward and it not gotten it.
What was that like for you?
Devastating. I feel like, I wouldn't say devastating. It was disappointing though, because it's like, I mean, I did this thing, like what, like when I, let's talk about when I stopped getting the Dunkin' Donuts, because I was sure that it was going to continue even after I moved. So mm-hmm. I'm still getting the good grades, you know, I'm like, all right, well, where Cousin Gil at? He not going to come. The market period ended. Like, what we doing? I got the A's and B's. Is somebody going to step in so that I can get this Dunkin' Donuts? No one stepped in. No one stepped up. No one even acknowledged that there was Dunkin' Donuts before.
Nobody acknowledged that I had good grades.
Nobody. Oh, good. It was a good job.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Good job.
Like, do it again.
Basically.
Train up a child.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh.
Don't come in here asking me for no Dunkin' Donuts. Okay. For some good grades.
Like, oh, this is what
happened. You
what,
got food in the fridge.
You better cure world hunger for some Dunkin' Donuts. You better do something immaculate for some Dunkin' Donuts.
Nobel Peace Prize.
I'm like, is this what my siblings go through?
That was LimeWire was the reward. Get all the music.
We destroyed that computer. Yeah. But oh, yeah, like, I think that was probably like the start of like me expecting a reward, and it just never came again. Like, from there, it was just like, oh, I got this certificate from school. What am I supposed to do with this? I can't eat this. That sounds wild. Like, I really am motivated by food. I was trained that way.
Wow.
Don't. What am I supposed to say? It was embedded in me? What? How do we...
Raised? That's how you were raised?
I was raised that way. It just doesn't feel right. I think there's something else. It's like a different word that I'm supposed to be using. But, yeah. What about you guys?
What's the question?
Have you ever gotten a... Have you...
ever expected a reward
and didn't
get it?
To my knowledge, I don't really be expecting anything. Okay, so I would say most likely that happened. But since I didn't get the reward, I stopped expecting rewards. Mm-hmm. So now I don't expect anything.
So you just was like, ain't no reward ever again.
That's sad. Sad,
ain't nobody coming to save you. Ain't nobody giving you no gifts.
Well, my love language is great conversation, gift giving. I mean, receiving. What is it? Is it gift giving? It's gifts.
It's just gifts.
Great conversation, gifts, and quality time.
Great conversations ain't even on that list.
I know food not on it either, but everybody's telling me my love language is food.
I think people be lying.
You making it up? They just be wanting a meal.
My love language is food.
You said like they was homeless. Like, I said just want a meal. What?
My love language is actually food.
But people would just be making it up. That's what you just said.
Yeah, the other people.
Oh, word.
Y'all know me. I just said I'm motivated by food. I'm pretty sure my love language is actually food. But also, I have other things on the list. But, you know, I'll acknowledge them later. But Dunkin' Donuts, like, I can't eat that no more. Can't eat that anymore. What about you?
Yeah, I have expected some before, and I was like, you know what? And then after it didn't happen, I was like, dang, that's kind of wild, I guess. Because I should have expected it, but it would have been nice, you know?
I'm 30. Yeah. What I supposed to be getting gifts on my birthday?
Yeah, it's like Christmas, you know? Like, when you're younger, you're like, all right, you expect something that you're expecting to come downstairs, and it's a slew of gifts, and then you get older, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, all right, here's the card. It's like this was it. You just, I mean, I appreciate the money, thank you. I just, what happened to the
excitement?
You know what I'm saying? New console, new shoot, new basketball, new bike. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, okay, cool. But then after a while, it's like,
you get older, and you just get a phone call. Yeah.
You're like, oh, thanks, I appreciated that. Yeah,
I'm glad you thought of me.
I'm glad you
thought of me enough to just pick up the phone and call.
Word.
That's gross. Deep.
Yeah, that'd be gross. Reward enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you breathing? Ah, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Make sure.
So, I guess question: do you, after having this conversation, do you now feel like there is some value in getting a reward or rewarding yourself as you go along your journey?
I feel like it's a lot of value in rewarding yourself as you go along your journey, because it allows you to take a step back and appreciate whatever it is that you're doing, whatever journey you're on. And it allows you to, I'm not going to say escape, but just take a, like, take time to relax. Because you can't work.
Yeah, more work than Rihanna. My goodness.
Like, it's not fun. Like, it takes the enjoyment out of whatever it is you're doing if you're constantly working.
Day and night, or...
Working day and night.
I was going to say, for me, I feel like it's just the act of gratitude, like, now. So I think there's always value in gratitude, but, like, just being able to say, like, all right, I'm grateful for this thing that I did. I'm grateful for the time that it took me to do this, or, like, just being grateful for, being grateful in that aspect, because, like, you can miss it if you're just working, or if you don't take a break from, even the things that you love, like, if you don't take a break from it, you need to give, you, like, you don't give yourself enough time to miss it, and, like, you may, now you're unappreciative of it because you've been in it so long. So I think taking the time to appreciate the work that you've done helps the entire process.
Beautiful. I always saw the value in it. As you can see, from a young child, mm-hmm. it was instilled in me. That's the word I was looking mm-hmm. for.
I was trained to be appreciative.
But I do see the value in, like, designating a reward. I don't see a value in punishing yourself. Because literally, you not doing whatever you said you were going to do, it really does feel terrible most times. I don't know about other people, but for me, it be feeling terrible enough. And then, so I think I see the value in rewarding myself. But like y'all said, like, it's a moment to just take a breath, to just acknowledge that I'm here, right? It's been so much things that I've done, or that, like, we continue to do. And just taking a moment to be like, I have air in my lungs, and, like, I did this thing. Like, I did this thing. I made this chocolate candy thingy.
Good. Is there any more?
Yes, it's more. It's like date bark. What?
That's a word. I'd like some more. Yeah.
They call it, like, date bark or whatever, but it's like dates. And I made sun butter, and then I melted some chocolate to go on top. It was really good. And all week after making it, even while I was doing it, I was like, wow, I'm really doing this. Like, I figured this out. I stayed calm. I was patient. It, like, came out great on the first try. And just, like, stopping and acknowledging, like, my reward for doing that was having a piece of it and enjoying it. And I was sitting there dancing while I was eating it, but I was just, like, in the moment, just like, wow, I just made this. Mm-hmm. Like, that's actually really cool that I just made this thing. And then it's like, okay, now I can move on to do something else or make something else. But just the reward in, for me, completing it was like, hey, I'm proud of myself. Like, I kept saying, I'm just so proud of me. Like, I'm just proud. Mm-hmm. And that was reward enough. So I think that it's great. I think that's what keeps you going, to, like, want to do the next thing. Because you just appreciated yourself in the moment. And for me, it helps me to be more kind to myself. Because I wasn't always kind to myself. So.
Yeah. I had a question, but it might take us in a...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you guys think God punishes us for anything? Because I think as an adult, I don't think God punishes us for anything anymore. I think everything is, like, us inflicted.
Self-inflicted? I think...
Like I said, this might be a very in-depth conversation. I just wanted to throw it out there.
I don't know. I think that's a tough one. I don't necessarily think that God be punishing us because we do a lot of self-deprecating things. I think a lot of times we punish ourselves with the mindset thinking that God is going to punish us. And, like, we just go ahead and jump the gun and be like, well, I'll just do it myself.
Ain't that something?
Like, I genuinely, like, whoa, really, like, thinking about mm-hmm. it really be a thing of, like, well, I'll just take this thing away, or I'll just like yell at myself because God's gonna do it anyways. Or even when people be like, yeah, I guess I'm going to hell, and then they just act out like from there they don't care about life or whatever. I don't know if people really do that, but that's just how I processed it in my head.
I'm sorry, I started laughing because I just imagine like you doing something that you think is bad, and you like, all right, my dad gonna whoop me, so I'm gonna throw myself down the steps so that he don't have to do, because I think he gonna do it first.
Yeah,
and it's like, that sounds so silly, but anyway.
But I feel like that's what it is a lot of times, because I know when I was a kid, I was scared of getting beaten, and like, you know, just to jump the gun, if I thought maybe I might get in trouble, you know, I might slap my own hand.
Oh really? I was gonna say you'll cry.
I mean, I would cry, but like, I would be crying, but I'd be like, I did it already. You don't got to do nothing. Yeah, like,
can you imagine your parents coming home and seeing you whipping yourself? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I was trained to whip my hand.
Oh man, that's out of pocket.
I think that a lot
that's out of pocket.
That's what's happening. It's like we're jumping the gun and being like, because that's what we're taught. We're taught that God is going to punish us. We're taught about God's wrath all the time. Like, we're told that God loves us, but we also put these humanistic ideologies on like how we parent on God. And like, God is bigger than us. His concepts are way bigger than anything that we can fathom. So for me to sit here and think that He's only going to parent me the way that my parents parent me is wild, because he knows a lot more than my parents.
I was just going to say, God is a lot more kind and loving than we be acting like, and we are a lot more powerful than we be giving ourselves credit for. So, like you said, I agree, we be punishing ourselves because everything is like mental. A lot of times we be walking around like, I'm not upset, I'm just disappointed, like in ourselves. So we walk around with this disappointment of ourselves or our actions or whatever, and then we feel like we gotta discipline ourselves some more. I'm going ghost until I get this done. I mean, sometimes it's good, but it's like, yeah, I'm not talking to nobody. It's like, no, you need human interaction. I'm not going outside. You need sunlight. Like, I'm not going to eat no more. Like, huh? Excuse me? Yeah. You need something. Don't wither away. I mean, it's okay. I know you're upset.
Yeah.
I know you're upset that you didn't get this thing done, but you'll be a lot more useful, a lot more happier, a lot more productive if you just give yourself grace, be like, okay, it's okay. I'm not perfect, but we're going to get this done.
Yeah.
Or this is what I'm focusing on until we get it done. I don't have to do anything dramatic. Just focus. Okay, turn the TV off real quick.
Turn the TV off.
Word to Kendrick. Oh, man. Yeah, it's just like I feel like we go to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, okay, all right, so you ever seen a baby, like, if a baby like beating their head on the wall or something, this is how I picture it. Like a baby just like,
and like be doing
the parent like, what are you doing? Stop. I feel like that's how God be looking at us. Like, what are you? No, don't do that. But we have free will and all this. So it's like, you're not going to just grab you like, stop. It's like, I don't think you should do that. Like, like voice in your head, like, I don't think you should.
Like, it would behoove you
to just
stop. Yeah, just stop.
Take a break. Think. Yeah. Breathe.
Yeah.
I gave you two nostrils and a mouth.
You know,
breathe through your nostrils and out through your mouth.
Yeah, man. Just be
into your diaphragm. You know, just take a second.
Solar plexus.
Breathe in and breathe out.
You know? Breathe in. Just like, breathe out.
That's what I heard, too.
But yeah, it just be, I don't know, it'd be wild. And it's almost like we're trying to overcompensate for the negative thing. So I think that going to the extreme, it's like, it feels like this was an extreme negative, so I gotta do an extreme negative, so I gotta take away something from myself. Oh, I didn't do the thing right, so I gotta cut myself off from my friends. I'm not allowed no friends until I get this thing done. It's like, but friendship is a huge part of your, you need your friends. They help you. They help you.
I was also going to say,
I gave you friends, like, so you can, like, why would you do that?
I was going to say, I also feel like we judge ourselves so harshly so other people don't judge us. So it's like, y'all might feel bad for me because y'all see that I'm, like, distraught that I didn't do whatever. So now it's like, y'all might give me grace or be like, it's okay. Because you see that I'm just so, whatever.
I have two thoughts. So, first speaking to what you just said about judging yourself. I had the thought this morning. I literally wrote this down and I decided this was like one of my goals for 2025. I just wrote it. I was like, why do we judge people? And then I was just like, I wonder if I judge myself less, if I will judge people less. So, like, my goal is to literally stop judging myself, like literally stop criticizing and stuff like that, and see how it, I guess, is reflected in the world around me. What were you about to say?
You finish your sentence and I'll say mine.
So, it's just interesting that you said that because we do worry about people judging us because we are judging ourselves so much, and we judge other people because we're judging ourselves so much. And it's like, if I feel like I should be doing this thing or everybody should be doing this thing and I'm not even doing it, then I start to criticize myself and the people and things around me in a way that's not helpful at all. What was you going
to
say, though?
I was going to say that was one of the affirmations I had to start saying to myself was, like, I don't criticize anyone for anything, including me. And just, like, walking around with that level of, like, you know, I could criticize you for this, but there's probably some area of my life where I'm doing something that's very similar to this. Mm-hmm. Because clearly you're here for a reason, everybody's mirror. So I'm like, there's probably some area of my life where I'm doing this, so it would behoove me not to judge you because I wouldn't want...
Wouldn't want you to judge me.
For whatever I'm doing. It's like, if I can see myself in everybody, there's no reason for me to judge anybody because I'm just judging myself.
Right. Kind of thing. Yeah. And then going back to us jumping the gun, I think another thing is that we walk around deciding that we're unworthy of things because maybe we didn't do something. Like, even just the concept of just falling short, like that being preached into us, excuse me, a lot. It's just like, now I feel like I don't deserve these things. So I'm punishing myself just by default because I'm like, I'm not good enough to have friends or I'm not good enough to do this, that, and the third. And it's like, that's just not necessarily the case. That's not something that God told me. That's something that I heard.
Yeah, I was trained to not feel that.
So yeah, I think that goes back into like the idea of like everything starts in the mind. So if that's where the like my thoughts are stemming from, no matter like where it started, where it was triggered from, like if that's what I'm walking around with now in everything that I do, then it's like, all right, well, then the reason why maybe this went this particular way or you didn't finish this thing was because you felt like you weren't deserving of the reward that is the journey or whatever reward came after it. I think that that's what happens a lot of times. Instead of us giving ourselves the grace to be like, you know what? Maybe this wasn't meant to be done in this time frame. Like, maybe I just need 2 more days. Like, even with you working on your EP and being like, oh, I think I'm done. Then you go back to listen to it. All right, I gotta get some pops out. It would have been easy to be like, just like, dang, you know, I fell short again. It was supposed to be done by, which, I mean, you started to do at one point. And then you was like, actually, I'm just going to keep going. I wanted this out by my birthday, but I don't want to rush this thing. So, like, in giving yourself grace, you were able to get an amazing product that you're proud of because you were like, you didn't decide I'm not worthy of this thing, or you didn't decide that, you know what, God is punishing me because, it, like, you just was like, you know what, this just needed more time. Like, it's a slow bake. Let me let it bake a little bit longer. You know, you take the cake out. Maybe it ain't done in the center. You know, you did a little toothpick test. It got to go back in for 5 more minutes. Sometimes that's just what it is. But we don't always see it that way or acknowledge it. And then we start to judge and self-sabotage and stuff like that.
Or...
All right. Y'all got any other thoughts on rewards, punishments, and all of those things?
Give yourself grace and enjoy the moments. Be present.
Where doing the thing is reward enough. But if you decide to reward yourself, just don't make it counter to the work you've been doing. Mm-hmm. That's it. Reward yourself if you want to. Have fun. Life is meant to be enjoyed.
Yeah, I would say find small, big, whatever ways to reward yourself as you are going down the mountain. Just test it out. See how you like it. But in the meantime, comment below. Let us know. Do you find it more beneficial to persuade yourself or motivate yourself through punishment or through reward? Let us know. Or through nothing. Like, what do you do? Comment below. Let us know. Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon. And yeah, welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquoya D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. We will see you guys next week for another episode. I hope you guys have an amazing day. And yeah, join the Patreon. Bye. Oh, if you like this episode, you're going to love whichever one is linked on the screen. But see you guys later.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Bye bye.
You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.